This is an Audio Holdings production.
A Tale of Two Cities by Charles Dickens, read by Tom Baker. It was the best of times. It was the worst of times. It was the age of wisdom. It was the age of foolishness. It was the epoch of belief. It was the epoch of incredulity. It was the season of light. It was the season of darkness. It was the spring of hope. It was the winter of despair. In short, the period was very much like the present period. There were a king with a large jaw and a queen with a plain face on the throne of England. There were a king with a large jaw and a queen with a fair face on the throne of France. It was the year of our Lord, 1775. France was rolling with exceeding smoothness downhill, making paper money and spending it. It is likely enough that in the rough outhouses of some tillers of the heavy lands adjacent to Paris, there were already rude carts bespattered with rustic mire, snuffed about by pigs and roosted in by poultry, which the farmer Death had already set apart to be his tumbrils of the revolution. In England, the amount of order and protection could not justify much national boasting. Daring burglaries by armed men and highway robberies took place in the capital itself every night. That magnificent potentate, the Lord Mayor of London, was made to stand and deliver on Turnham Green by one highwayman who despoiled the illustrious creature in sight of all his retinue. Prisoners in London jails fought battles with their turnkeys. In the midst of them all was the hangman, ever busy and ever useless. All these things, and 1,000...